This is Ian Newton-Placid in association with Ben's Collectors Records and Guildford Dragon News. I'm here with manager Carl Taylor after Guildford City drew 2-2 at Bagshot Lee. After being 2-0 down, great comeback, could have won it, could have lost it. What's your opinions on the game?
Overall, obviously, happy to get a draw after being 2-0 down. We didn't do that last year, I don't believe. I know we came back against Chipstead when we had 10 men and then they nicked the third. Obviously, it looked at times like they might nick one, but we had, you know, countless chances again to have finished the game off and we didn't. So, overall, not the greatest of first halves. We can obviously play a lot better, but then we are still gelling. I'm sure other teams would say that. But a lot of teams have pulled in players who've all known each other for a long time, so it's not as hard for them. For us, it's a lot different, and there's so many different permutations that it's probably going to take us another month or two to really get where we need to get. So in the meantime, we've just got to get as many results as we can. So
disappointing first half, as you say, and then concede straight away at the beginning of the second half. It's like the half-time talk goes out the window. But Jake and the team managed to get it straight back to 2-1 straight afterwards. And just disappointing, really. And it's disappointing that you put the team out in the first half and it just didn't sparkle, did it?
Well, I don't know about sparkling. We had enough chances to have scored before they did. So, and I'm not really worried about that side of it. It's just certain things that we just looked a little bit off it. But some players haven't played for a little while and there's that factor. And this side are all right. You know, they beat Crimpian Casuals a week ago, 3-1, ran them into the ground. They've got that about them. And you have to see the danger. Maybe we didn't see it quick enough. But, you know, in the end, all's well that ends well. We've got a point. We'll have to deal with that.
It looks like we're really competing against good sides, though, aren't we?
Yeah, listen, there's not a lot between a lot of the sides. In our situation, we've got a lot of individuals that we still have to mould into a team. Once we've done that, hopefully it won't be too late, then I'm sure you'll see the best of us. You're not going to see the best of us now. That was never going to happen. You'll see the best of us October, November time.
You forget the first game, but the last two games we scored 4 goals and we're scoring goals.
Yeah, I don't think overall goal scoring is going to be a problem as the season goes on. We've just got to understand some players have probably never been in a team that creates as many chances as we do, and we're getting very lackadaisical about that. But, you know, we've got to finish. I think we've got some players within the group, some not here today. Lad that came on, I think, is going to do really well for us as well. Players, we've got to score goals. We just need to be a bit calmer.
Don't play Saturday, FFRs, but on Bank Holiday Monday, early kickoff away at Cobham, which certainly will be a challenge against a very good side from especially last season and a good side this season.
Yeah, they are a very good side. There are a lot of sides that are pretty similar, but they're a very good side. And I said before, if you finish above them, you win the league. So that's how hard the task is.
Thanks very much for your thoughts, and well done for coming back from 2-0 down.
Yeah, cheers, Ian.
Thank you.
Thanks, supporters.